This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. 52 passengers trapped on a ship in Antarctica for more than a week are finally on their way home. The rescue operation was international. A Chinese helicopter shuttled stranded passengers from a Russian ship to an Australian icebreaker. It sounds like all those countries are getting along, until it comes to their economic interests. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
For a long time, there's been speculation about the natural resources buried under Antarctica. It's just speculation for a good reason. Frank Klotz is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
At the South Pole, the ice is over 9,000 feet thick. So even getting down to terra firma to find out whether or not there were minerals or resources there would be very difficult.
Klotz says the U.S. should keep a presence in Antarctica in order to maintain influence over how the continent is governed. Under an international treaty, Antarctica is kept as an icy lab for scientists. Ohio State University geologist Barry Lyons is headed to Antarctica next week.
The international cooperation is probably unique and a really good model for international cooperation.
But that international model cuts both ways. For example, the governing body in Antarctica works on consensus.
Their version of consensus is that everyone unanimously has to agree to a proposal for it to move forward.
Andrea Kavanaugh is with the Pew Charitable Trusts. She's been working to extend protections for the marine life around Antarctica because fishing boats are finding their local waters all fished out.
And that's why Antarctica has become a great new lucrative fishing ground.
The big prize in those waters is what we know as Chilean sea bass. Because of its high price per pound, fishermen call it white gold. Instead of cooperation, there's international competition to net the Antarctic fish. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.